Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thanks to Bombas for supporting FilmSack. Bombas makes socks that are comfortable and look great for whenever you need them, with a wide variety of options. To get 20% off your first purchase, visit bombas.com/filmsack. Hello, everybody. Scott Johnson here with the FilmSack crew. We got Randy. Hi.
Oh, yes, you do. Got us.
Yeah.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Nice to see you. We have a fiduciary agreement among ourselves that if any of us is out of town, we do one of these. And we try to anyway. Sometimes it just doesn't work, but... This
we
particular
need to talk
time
about
here.
The fadoosh part of the agreement.
Fadoosh. Yeah. I like to say that at the bank.
Fadoosh in fadoosh.
I sign like a contract at the bank and I go, tell me about the fadoosh. Anyway, we're going to watch an episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. We did TNG last time this happened, and now we're moving on to a DS9 episode. Season 1. Episode 5 will be our watch along. It is called Captive Pursuit. And here's the.
And on Netflix is season 1, episode 5. I can't promise that's where it is other places.
Yeah. And here's their description on Netflix. I don't think this is right, but it says, while listening to a complaint about Quark's lascivious behavior, Sisko is alerted that an alien vessel is coming through the wormhole. I feel like all they did was summarize the first minute of the episode.
Right.
The summary on IMDb says, for the first time, an alien comes from the other side of the wormhole. He has ship trouble and seems very reluctant to accept any help.
Wow.
Chief O'Brien quickly finds out he has a secret. That's the weird part when you name one character from a cast, right?
Sure, especially so O'Brien.
This show came out January 31st, 1993, and I went to public school, and so, you know, every now and then you have a teacher who didn't want to spend the day teaching, and they'd make you watch something. And for me, that was my English teacher. His name was John Thomas. Yes, for those of you in England, his name was John Thomas. That was his actual name.
So when you go to parent teacher conference, they'd say, "Show us your John Thomas," and there he'd
yep.
be.
And okay. It was his last year teaching. He went back to school after this because, you know, teaching. So anyway, Mr. Thomas one day didn't want to have to teach. So he had recorded on VHS Deep Space Nine, and he made us all sit and watch this episode, and then we had to write about it. And at the time, I was a kid. I thought it was amazing. Like, seriously, I thought this was amazing, the greatest TV show I had ever seen. Now, looking back on it, I've seen it a couple times since then. You'll see.
We'll see.
Not so good.
It's got problems.
This Sisko's still got hair and no goatee, which is to me the indicator of where you are in DS9 watching.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
if he's still full haired, you know you're in the crappy part of the beginning of DS9. But we're gonna have some fun with this. See how it goes. Everybody, cue your videos up and then pause the show. We're starting right as the station starts to fade in. Not when it's fully faded in, but just begins to be visible.
At about 45%.
That's right.
Faded in.
That's the one. Also, for us anyway, I guess turn on subtitles if you want to have them on.
I can't understand what half of these people are saying anyway. But Jorn, what I don't know what that is.
Their noses are ribbed for your pleasure. So we're going to hit play in a countdown. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, go. And the word go is what we're looking for. So here it comes. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh, look at that Deep Space Nine.
Look at that portion of it.
Whoa.
Oh, forehead alien. Not.
She,
why she got that bow with the that bow is just not working. Yeah,
maybe if I put on this bow, people will stare at my forehead as much.
Right?
Is she a Klingon? She's not a Klingon.
No,
I don't know what she is.
She's a Dabo girl.
I just want to rub my hands on that bum and go. Bloop, 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 bloop,
yeah,
run right. A little Hot Wheels car over it. Bloop, bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. It's really bad that the prosthetic is pinker than her face.
Yep.
They didn't do a good job of matching the colors. Oh, and her ear goes right into her head.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that either. But do you see what they're doing here? They're accusing Quark of sexual misconduct.
Right.
That's a pretty dark subject.
Here's the thing. This is actually related to the rest of the episode.
Hmm. How many paragraphs, Randy, did you devote to a girl's head?
I wrote about sentience and I wrote about slavery and all kinds of things about this episode. Like, seriously.
Something's coming through the hole.
There we go. And now we've caught up to the summary.
Yep.
Yep. Pretty much.
Boy, that was kind of something coming through the hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love shots that try to show you as much of the cast as possible.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Except,
did they not have seats? They didn't have seats on. It was all standing desk stuff, right?
Yes,
there's a guy because that guy had a seat.
There's actually, but there's a moment where they talk about the Cardassians didn't have chairs because they didn't want people to be comfortable.
Mm. Ah, is that what happened?
He's
my
just
camera's
so much
not on a very stable stand.
He's right. He's so boring compared to the goatee version where he shaves his head.
Yeah,
it's true. He was still trying to prove himself at this point, right? Still being cool,
right? Right.
Because he got real cool later.
Didn't ask you. I can fly away with my nostrils.
I do like the reversed, you know, colored shoulders and black uniforms of Deep Space Nine compared to the TNG ones.
Yeah, the little, the mini, it's not a true turtleneck, but whatever those are, like the little half turtlenecks.
Right.
Oh, look at that. See, when Tosk cut his engines, that the camera that was on a little, wire spring stopped shaking so much.
Yeah.
His camera's on a slinky.
Dangling from a bungee cord, yeah. And,
oh, I had the biggest crush on her, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
She's so cute. Pretty. You know the thing I always didn't like about
gorgeous.
It took me
him.
A while on He's DS9. It took me a little while to get used to, but I never liked the control panels because the Cardassian look is not really my thing.
Hey, can you pull your sleeves up on your Starfleet shirt like that? Is that regulation? Can you just pull those?
Oh, Brian does. He's wearing it like a members only jacket.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He's title is chief. He can do whatever he wants.
Everybody ready? Click, skip intro now.
No, let it run.
No, you've got to see this intro because at the time we thought it was so amazing.
Yeah.
Still think it's amazing.
Like, this was before they did the new music, like before they really like added new ships to the station.
Right, there was no Defiant yet.
Right. But they do a great job of like saying, here's how desolate it is out here. And this thing is just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we say deep space, we mean deep space.
Deep space.
I can't imagine how successful you would feel if you were responsible for designing this starbase. Like,
right.
Just every time I see it, I'm just like, there's a person who designed that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their life achievement as far as I'm concerned. It looks so cool.
Yeah,
it does look cool,
mm-hmm. and it looks believable that you know, you'd say, all right, we need a lot of places for ships to dock, so make it thin and skeletal, so a lot of places for people to connect.
Yeah.
So are those elevators and those big long spindly things? That'd be scary as crap.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are. I don't know what's up there. Do we know? I don't know.
Like if you have a really big ship, like a cruise ship, that
I
shows
guarantee you somebody has a full blowout of everything in this,
well, and this
Space
is
Nine.
You're right, Scott. This is before they changed the intro, One of the things they did was they had lots of ships coming and going later.
Yeah, this is so here, desolate it, here. There's just nothing going on.
Yeah.
It just, mm-hmm. it's lonely, mm-hmm. but, you know.
But majestic with the music.
Yeah. Oh, and that's right. So there's a wormhole back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about the hole. That's the reason why we set up here. There's a hole here.
Why wouldn't that always just be open? Did they ever explain why it just didn't stay open all the time?
Needs the energy.
You have to approach it. And when something gets near it, but you would think they could just like throw marbles mm-hmm. at it, right?
Yeah.
You just keep it open all the time.
What's your job, marble tosser?
Oh, he let his sleeves go down. He's professional Fridays now.
That's right. This ship is disgusting.
Oh, these ships are so dumb looking.
And it's got two hotel desk bells on the dashboard.
Low bridge.
Is Odo in this yet?
Yeah.
Odo was in from the beginning.
Yeah.
Love me some Odo.
Is Kira going to say anything?
Oh, when she does, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He's Han Soloing under the floorboards.
Exactly. Yeah. Fran?
No, he's in an invisibility cloak is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
You have nothing to worry about for me. I married Klinger's ex-wife on this show.
No, he's checked it under the floorboards.
Yeah. Don't whack me with some kind of space rock.
I love Cole Meany.
That's so good.
Chips? What?
Right.
I know a little bit about chips.
Crunchy.
And liquor.
Chips and liquor. That's how we do it here in Ireland.
Hi, 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 hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
So offensive. There he is.
Oh, no.
He's going to get sneak
up on you. That was a great effect. For a TV show.
It's going to knuckle you right in the corn chute. Careful. There he is.
But you can see why I was so impressed, right? That was a great effect.
Yeah, it was good.
A great effect. My people are lizards.
Oh, and by the way, every time you see Tosk acting, mm-hmm. imagine that it's Robin Williams.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Right?
Can't get my ship working.
On my world, we lick people on the forehead.
I hope my overhead lamp is warm enough. I have cold blood.
And then I was traveling through space, and I was like, oh, I can't get my ship going.
Chief of Operations, COO.
I don't know. Do you say I am human? No. Groot.
I am Groot. He's kind of a Groot type. Now they're going to be best pals.
I don't know what his jacket's made of, but it looks like some creature's skin.
Absolutely is.
Yeah, it's about to be
barbaric.
What if it's like going to be an Irish skin later? He's got to be careful here. What if he just...
Maybe it's the sheddings of his ancestors.
Might be.
Maybe.
Right. Oh, yeah, it could be.
Maybe he's shedding.
This was Grandpa's.
Shed
it just for me.
My grandfather handed this down to me when he died.
He has a reverse V-neck.
Oh, I like the rotating gear door.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, yeah.
Airlock doors are cool, man.
Yeah. Yep. Couldn't get through the anomaly.
So O'Brien just noticed that he was lying.
Right.
It was very subtle.
Oh.
And that's what I love so much about Call Me.
Come on, we're going to fight. I'm going to fight this thing.
He's kind of a buff dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tosk is dangerous.
Hey, roll the sleeves back up.
The continuity director did not pay attention to that.
Nope. He just had him down a second ago. Mm-hmm. Do you have a large fly I could eat? A worm, maybe. I am a lizard.
It is a wormhole, after all.
Ah, I was told to be worms here. I am Tosk.
It's a deep eunuch.
Close talker.
I love how Ensign Extra is looking at everything. Yeah. Really,
right. It's like, Dr. Bashir hanging out with SNL's Victoria Jackson.
Yep, just chilling like a villain.
What is your purpose?
I personally, of all the Star Trek actors who've moved on to other stuff, I really like where Bashir's gone. His stuff is cool.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. By the way, you have to imagine that Ensign Extra is holding a urine sample.
Yep.
And she just got it.
This is pee.
Still? Do you need me to refrigerate this or something?
Yeah.
Nope, just hold it.
I tasted it. It's okay.
Hold.
Kind of tastes like pickle episode. Juice.
Kind of tastes like pickle juice. That's fantastic.
Now I'm looking at all the extras in the background.
Oh, you have to. That's the best part of Star Trek.
Yeah.
We just saw Satan. Let's see. There goes Blue Man Group.
Yeah. Now she's got a Fifth Element stones in her belly. Right. Don't let her go.
The diva. Establishing that Quark is, you know, rules with an iron fist.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She.
Well, she's going to go perform on the ship with Bruce Willis and what's his name? Mm-hmm.
Chris Tucker.
Wasn't a very good impression of that.
That was actually amazing.
Yeah. Dead on.
So we just give someone quarters. That must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's like yeah, no but it's not the good quarters. Space.
It's not the good. You know, like you have a couple like coat rooms that you pretty much can hand out to people.
To walk like an uncomfortable alien, all you have to do is just not move your arms and just kind of put them towards the front of your body.
I'm just saying.
And that makes you like an alien. Do you like some crickets? Like some,
He knows all of these other words, but he doesn't know the word hungry.
Right.
Universal translator is not working well.
Plastic fibers?
That's what he said.
He's kind of cracking me up. It's really good makeup work, though. I'm going to give him that.
Oh, it's amazing makeup stuff.
Although he really can't move his neck left and right. Like, can't move his head too much. Yeah.
It's just like Robin Williams.
True. When's he going to catch his boobs on fire?
As the Vulcan say, you'd have to explain to him what a Vulcan is. He doesn't know.
Right. Exactly. Didn't know what hungry was, but he knows what food and replicator mean.
I'm too wide-bodied. I can lift 400 pounds. I can
wide load coming through. Look out, fellas.
Why do my eyes hurt?
It goes without saying that this is a Michael Westmore joint, and my God, like, it's just what a legendary career Michael Westmore had.
Seeing him show up on Face Off, the reality show, the competition, was always one of my favorite things because, you know, his advice was always so good.
Wait, how does he have access to any of this shit?
They don't. They always do this on Star Trek. They like that any terminal will tell you anything you need to know.
He just asked some general questions, and he actually found his limits automatically, like real fast.
He's fishing is what he's doing. He's phishing.
Man on the run.
Damage on the run. But first, I'll have me a bowl of Lucky Charms. I'll see you in an hour.
You scared
me. What was that for?
That ship is deceptively large. It's like a TARDIS or something.
Yeah, so he can not, they can not only stand up underneath there, but even have that much headroom.
Yeah.
And
duh.
What cake? Is piece of cake?
Cake, what is cake? Does not compute. You ever made a cake? What's easy about a piece of cake, by the way?
That's true.
How long has this been going on?
The band Ace.
No time for love, O'Brien.
No time for that.
He's so worried about the Gamma Quadrant.
No one in the Gamma Quadrant gives a shit.
No. Yeah.
It's too small.
By the way, I just looked it up, Brian. Did you know that in the 19th century, cake was given out as awards, like prizes for contests?
No, oh, really? No.
Yeah.
So you didn't earn it. It was just given to you. That's why it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, you were the big winner.
I think that tradition needs to be restarted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hate when they leave the Dabo table right after they win. You want them to stay there and give all their money back.
Well, but why didn't they cash out? Why do they?
What? Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh.
Ah, there's the Norm.
Morn.
Yep, there's Morn.
Norm.
Florm.
Morn. Florm.
Morn. Morn. Yes.
Morn.
Gorn.
What's going on, Mr. Morn?
Nothing. Let's talk about what's going in, Mr. Morn.
Good old Mark Allen Shepard. That guy. Mark Allen Shepard is Morn on IMDb.
Nah.
Seriously, oh, really? Is that his photo? Up,
nice. It's not just his photo. It's the only thing he is. He is Morn.
Well, we just got married. In my culture, when I say our names together, we are married.
I love Quark so much, dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, for him to be the description of what's going on, he's not really the center of this episode. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, the Netflix thing is weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
How do you feel about crickets?
Thrills.
Thrills. Oh, snap.
Gasping.
What a scene. By the way, Morn was in 93 episodes of Deep Space Nine.
That's awesome. Mm. Do you think they knew? They knew when they named him Morn and he would be at the bar. They knew, right?
Yes.
They had to know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And if they did, that's freaking great.
Did they give him the name from the first episode, you think? Or do you think, okay, well, all right. Or right from his first appearance, I should say.
Morn. He's got that great front chin.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had those coffee cups for the station wagon so he wouldn't slide off the dashboard.
They weren't supposed to slide off the dashboard, if you're supposed to say.
Right. They had like a spongy cork bottom to them so that they...
Was he the first Dr. McDreamy over there? Isn't he the doctor? Yeah.
Genetically engineered to be the perfect doctor. I love how they're trying to get lines in the mouths of all the cast.
Mm-hmm. We're paying you. You're talking.
These are cool uniforms. These might be my favorite also. And they kind of just carried them forward in Voyager. They're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this particular uniform is one that if you got it fitted right, you could just use it for every Halloween the rest of your life.
Yeah. Kind of tempted to do such a thing. He's going to hack the system, dude.
Such a hackster.
What's that?
I don't know. Whose picture is that?
I don't know. It's awful.
Is that his from his home world? It's melting.
Oh, it's
no. We know it is
it's,
now.
It's 3D Studio Max 1.0 Odo.
Yeah.
If I could be a fly on the wall, Benson.
Benson.
Uh-oh. It's the challenge of the morph versus the...
Invisoman.
Stealth.
Dude.
I love how because of Odo's powers, he has no fear. Right. Zero fear. Mm-hmm. But then security guard, biggest brute on the station arrives. And then second biggest brute.
You're not stuck in here with me?
I am lizard. I'm liquid man. Let's go hang out in my bucket.
Right.
Didn't he live in a bucket at night?
I think you're right. Or how's he going to relax?
Something like that.
Too bad. Let's fight. He's a beefy man, isn't he?
He's a beast. Yeah. Yeah.
He's one of those guys that can't put his arms to his side because he's so beefy.
Once you've got Robin Williams in your mind, you cannot let go of that.
Right.
Well, now you're making me think about how much hair it would rip out to take the makeup off.
Oh, jeez.
He was a hairy man.
It's a shaggy dude.
I'm going to walk back and forth and stare at you. That's right.
I'm going to look him up.
Lion eyes.
You're not convinced it's not Robin Williams, is what you're saying.
At this point, I must be convinced otherwise.
He is just like a lizard. He never learns.
Yeah,
he
lizards are
dumb. He
keeps
walking into the energy walls, but he gets, what?
Played by Scott McDonald, who is...
Not the one from The Kids in the Hall.
Oh, he has been in all four of the spinoff series, TNG, Enterprise, this, Voyager.
No.
There's no picture of him here. I want to see him without his makeup.
That could take a while.
So now they've got Tosk in jail.
Oh. Here he is. Yeah, I'll put it in Discord. You guys can see this guy. He's pretty normal looking.
Look at that. He's not a freak at all. Like, he was Jack Frost.
Yeah. He's all kinds of body acting, makeup work stuff.
Voice acting in video games.
Yeah. Actors like him fascinate me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're working in a different subdimension of the industry just amazing to me.
Oh, he played in Enterprise too.
Yep.
Reptile again. He plays reptiles often. He has a reptile shaped body, I suppose.
Wait, was he a reptile in Mortal Kombat? Was he reptile? That'd be great.
Reptile.
Reptile wins. Dead Space. Oh man, that game. Yeah, this guy's awesome.
Odo, you're so inflexible. I mean, you could turn into goo, but you're, you know.
Well, you want your security guy to be somewhat inflexible, don't you? You want?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Did they ever explain why Odo and his people take that form when they're humanoid and not a better one?
Yes, it's very constantly explained as they can't figure out how to make noses.
Oh, well, then I feel dumb. I feel like they never did in my head, but maybe I guess they did.
It hurts.
My penis.
It hurts so bad. Abby.
My penis.
That was a fun little special effect.
It is.
Whoa, what'd she do? What was that?
She straightened up. She ramrodded.
All right.
Well, that's a lot
what
of
the, what the
lot
the,
of shield,
the, dude. There it was. There was. Did you see it,
yep,
Scott?
Yep.
What
somebody,
the?
Somebody said what the?
It was O'Brien.
Yeah. Just, I would love to go to the promenade. That just sounds like such a great thing. Yeah. To the promenade. Oh, we're going to the promenade.
Does not feel like it, you know, a promenade should be on a space station.
Right. Oh,
the Daft Punk is invading.
Yeah, Daft right? Punk is here. There was never a third one. Who's he? They remind me of...
Longer, faster, harder.
They look like Power Ranger villains. Power Ranger guys are going to find it.
I can't see because of this big neon thing in my face.
Mm-hmm. We're up all night to get lucky. Beep, boop, beep.
Beep, bop, beep.
Oh.
Why don't he just liquefy himself as soon as the punch comes?
That's
just...
what I would have done. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
They have arm shields.
Arm shields.
Look at Odo.
Gauntlets.
Odo's behind. Odo was hiding behind the captain.
Shoot them somewhere where they can't reach. Right. Their arms.
In the back. Uh-oh.
It's that Tosk
that
they're
Tosk
after.
Fellow. That's that damn Tosk fellow.
That Tosk.
Missed.
What? Your chief of security.
I don't like guns, Benson.
Ooh, they got like some kind of crystal rock on their sash.
Ooh, he had her boob in his hand. He had her
Odo,
boob.
Odo was pulling the boob off of Kira's chest.
Yes.
I'm very excited that in the future, sashes are so popular.
Oh, that's good. Yes. You, by the way, Dunaway, sashes are popular right now. You just need to go with it.
Got it. No problem. I'm wearing it now.
I can't take this guy seriously.
I know. Yeah. I think that middle thing is the battleship from the game Battleship.
Yeah. Battleship. Yep. One of those.
No, but look, Brian, he's only got 2 out of the 5 hits.
Right, exactly. A3! A3!
There you are.
Aww.
Look at him hiding. Look at that. Oh, he's a killer grip.
See, there's a hand. Let's follow to the... Oh, there's the face. Okay, it's the guy.
Yep. It's Lizard Man.
Gotcha. Boogie.
You've got me.
Don't shoot.
What if they just work at PetSmart and they're trying to get him back into his cage?
Right, right.
Intergalactic PetSmart.
Intergalactic.
And my aircraft carrier is still intact.
Yes.
Right.
How is yours?
I didn't realize those are like chewy crossbow guns.
Oh, I see why you wear that mask now.
I think, what a dick.
Right. Check out my mullet.
Oath of silence.
Oh, it's just going to be like a dangerous game thing or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't remember.
They were playing. It's just a laser tag.
What are you? Oh
no! How come they're like seriously different? Are they supposed to both be Tosk?
No, it's like the goat people versus the lizard people, but they have the same noses.
What was
well,
that?
Maybe.
What did he just do?
That's what I say. It's like he had swallowed
a
fly or something.
It was a harumph.
Sisko is freaking scary right now.
Oh, you wouldn't dare.
Over this Tosk. His head's cool.
Your nose is weird.
His head's
yours
cool,
too.
I like his head.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
A little nose swap.
There was never another Star Trek captain who was as menacing as Sisko when he wanted to be.
I agree. Oh, yeah. Especially in the goatee years. Really scary sometimes. I don't know why that goatee made a difference, but it did.
It did.
It's the bald head, I guess, is what I liked.
Oh, you stupid Tosk.
Oh,
no.
Stupid Tosk.
I guess I'm dumb. Bye.
I think I took a dump in my onesie.
Will you make it? They would not put a zipper in here.
Dunaway, stop it with the laughs. You're killing me over here.
Ah, now I see why Randy wrote the things on this thing. Social questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm making the wanking motion right now.
Right.
Seriously, Garrett Graham is a great actor at everything, but this is such nonsense right now.
I don't know this guy. What else has he done?
Character actor in a lot of bit parts on TV.
Mm.
When you look him up, you'll recognize him.
Yeah. Talk to the glove.
Talk
hand.
To the hand. Yeah.
Talk to my Michael Jackson glove.
Oven mitt. Very thick.
Yeah. It was like those.
Uh-oh.
Do you need the universal translator for this? Uh-oh. The hand?
Seriously. Sisko looks like he's about to shoot lasers out of his mm-hmm. face.
Yep.
I've held it in this for as long as I can. You all die now. Not to worry, we'll get Tosk 2-0.
Oh, nice. Nice pull there.
She always kind of got under my skin.
Yeah.
I like her more now in retrospect, but at the time I thought she was hard to watch. I don't know why. Just really overacty, bug-eyed, mm-hmm. angry all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Bug-eyed. Like that's her fault.
She's super nice.
Like what's her name? Nana
Vister.
Visitor.
Vister, yeah.
I think it's Vister.
She's got the most interesting role, in my opinion. The indigenous person who's caught between two worlds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Although a lot of the Bajoran storyline stuff left me a little flat, but I don't know. I like the Cardassian bits.
He tossed me.
Oh, honor. That'll
always this always
that old Star
honor.
Trek fallback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian but loves his honor. Star Trek honor talk. Honor. You have no honor. Where's Keiko?
Okay. I'm pretty sure I did take a dump on my pants. I wasn't sure before, but definitely.
Here's a fun piece of trivia. An asteroid discovered in 2001, an asteroid was named 26733 Nana Visitor in her honor.
Yeah.
This is a small main belt asteroid not far from Earth. It takes 4.2 years to orbit the sun.
Does it get really worked up and angry a lot? That asteroid.
She married Alexander Siddig.
Oh, really?
In 97. Yeah, he was Bashir.
Bashir, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were married for 4 years. That was her second of three marriages.
That didn't work out, eh?
They had a child. Their child is named Django El Tahir El Siddig. That's
fantastic.
Right. His first name is Django with a D.
Great.
With a D. Really? Okay.
Django.
So now that you see the whole political question here, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now think back to the workers' rights opening around the Dabo girl.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they have something here. It could be really interesting, but we only have 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
They have to focus on Tosk. Mm-hmm. Spent a lot of money on that makeup.
They easily could have done the B story as another episode, though.
Oh, they totally could. And maybe they, well, no, they probably don't, but they could have.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys getting like just a little bit on the right-hand side of the show?
What are you hearing?
The audio bars or something over there?
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. Little wavy things.
Uh-uh.
All right.
Are you on a browser?
Yeah.
So am I. I don't see it. Change the rules.
You can see Morn behind him.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, there's Morn. Going, that's so bad. I can't do the Cliff like Ibbot does Cliff.
Yeah.
Hey, listen there.
Yeah, little known fact that people coming through the wormhole actually lose about a week of their lives.
That's so good. So good.
So the only way to keep your values and get out of this situation is to break the rules, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Right.
Gotta make those decisions. And they'll be mad at you at first, but they'll understand.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Who's a good boss?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, we'll just see about that, sucker.
My hair is shitty.
Always suckering the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's what we do.
Very well, I'll be tricked into your idea.
Yes. Takes off.
Not a problem.
Comm badge.
Oh. Yeah.
Give me your comm badge and your phaser.
What?
What?
What the?
What the?
Taking off your comm badge is like, mm-hmm. it has to be one of the worst violations of your orders ever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, in Star. Yeah,
it's Starfleet. Your homing beacon. It's your communication.
It's everything. Your, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he zapped him.
Oh,
zap a doodly doo.
And the punch in the
glass jaw.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that is some.
Hold on, best line of the show coming up.
Okay.
What the?
What the right? Oh, the hunt has resumed. Thank you, O'Brien, for making it exciting again.
Yes.
Get in there. Take that thing off your neck.
Action sequence.
Whirling whoosh of an alien transport. Oh, no.
Ooh.
Whoa. He could do that the whole time?
Yeah.
He's Tosk.
He's Tosk. I am Tosk. I can do this.
Oh, Brian's thinking the same thing. Wait, you could do that?
Who let the Tosk out?
Look at Cisco.
Just chilling. Just chilling.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What?
What? What's happening? I was thinking about
his
my score and Candy Crush.
So really tired. Really, really tired.
Jake snores at night. Needs his own quarters. I was once a man called, what was it called?
Hold on.
Hawk.
Oh, yeah,
Hawk.
I forgot about that.
Odo's
yeah.
catching on real slow.
Yep, look at him. Right. He's like, oh.
Are you sure, Doc? No, wait, are you sure?
Like slow CGI liquid. He's finally getting it.
Yeah.
It's just not a Star Trek episode if you don't crawl through a tube. Yeah, yeah. Really.
Yeah.
We call this doggy style, but not the reasons you think. Ah, crap.
He's into it.
Yeah.
I could use a bit of excitement.
Nothing happens on this ship.
Right. So Tosk is the hunted, essentially.
Yeah, it's right. It's like a status more than a or a calling or whatever.
Oh, the Tosk becomes the Tosked.
Yeah. The Tosker becomes
Tosky.
I love the right over the guy.
Yeah, perfect timing.
This is what I think about your robot singing.
I will have to take the gun.
Uh-oh.
Classic blunder.
Get him. Oh, shit.
Oh, you sunk my battleship.
And he took the other two guys down with him.
He did take the shot right in the battleship.
Yeah.
Are they dead?
They're out, at least.
What is that gun? That thing's cool.
Yeah.
Can't start relations like that.
Vertical crossbow.
That was good AOE.
It was total AOE. You're right.
Yeah, splash damage was huge.
Yeah.
Put my gun up.
Stow this weapon.
Right.
Beep, 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 beep.
No.
No.
Yeah, no, you misunderstand me.
I've got a wife and a child.
This is the most exciting thing that's happened to me in 6 months. I need to. Whew.
I've got a pot of gold.
Always trying to take me like your charms.
Nothing I like more than a little potato vodka. I got to go. F off, lizard.
Oh, here we go.
F off, lizard.
Poor lizard man.
Here comes a poignant moment. That's very Klingon.
Okay. You mean like later? Because
or now? Or are we supposed to kiss? Or
are you going to kill me?
And then suddenly his tongue comes out, goes, and gets him right in the face.
Sorry, was that inappropriate?
In my culture, that's the greatest compliment I can give you.
I don't like you like that.
I am Tosk. I do not like it.
Zoom.
Uh-oh. Now you must answer for your crimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have no cameras here, O'Brien. We know exactly what you did. Second, sir. He always plays angry commander.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Leave your phaser and communicator here.
Going back to the Enterprise.
Your mouth is writing checks that your body can't cash.
He's a police chief.
That's what he is.
Send him back to Picard's ship.
You wrecked three cars.
O'Brien!
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
Wink, wink.
Oh, you do have a heart.
I do have a tiny, tiny heart. I am a man called Heart.
Hold on. Last shot.
Cardassian door. Well done.
Slight smile. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the Siskification of this episode. Well done, Star Trek, the Deep Space Nine. You have done it again. All right, now that we're at a place where you're no longer queued up with the stream, I can talk to you about our good friends at Bombass. Bombas. You guys know what Bombas is? How often do you think about your socks? Well, we might be talking about socks. I used to not much think about them, but recently discovered socks that changed the way I think about them. Bombas are comfortable socks made from super soft natural cotton. Every pair comes with arch support, a seamless toe, and a cushioned footbed that is comfy and not too thick. I didn't know what life could be like before these, because up till now, my socks have not been great. Turns out there's a better way, and that's good. With many colors, patterns, lengths, and styles, Bombas look great at the gym, at the office, and even out on the town. That's where I wore mine yesterday. I had to be in town for a while. Anyway, for every Bombas purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need, which is also very, very cool. These socks are amazing. I was so excited to get them. They arrived, opened it up, and went, what? These are padded and soft, and what? These are comfortable? Where have I been all these years? I absolutely love them. Great style, great comfort, amazing quality. And I love that somebody in need got a pair of socks because I got one too. How cool is that? Anyway, I want you guys to get a deal. Get 20% off your first purchase by going to bombas.com. That's bombas.com/filmsack. That's bombas.com/filmsack for 20% off. Again, that's bombas.com/filmsack today. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We got to do more of those.
And it's nice to finally dip our toes into a Deep Space Nine watch along.
I enjoy it.
What? The next episode's got Q.
I think we've done
every... Thank you for watching that with me. I just can't get over how it holds up. It's got a lot of weakness, but it holds up. You can rewatch Deep Space Nine.
I agree. I like Deep Space Nine a lot. Isn't it? So this... Okay, I know we've done some TOS. We've done TNG, obviously. And now we've done DS9. Have we done a Voyager episode? Or
I don't think we've done a Voyager.
I don't think we have.
No. I think at some point that ought to be in the offing, something dumb. They've got some real dumb ones.
Or Enterprise, really.
Yeah. Enterprise, I don't even know how you'd pick one in there. That series
there's
is no
good. There's got to be a standalone episode.
They're pretty straight. Yeah, they play pretty straight.
We should just watch the horrible intro 8 times over and talk about that.
It's been a long time getting from...
Who approved that? It was so bad.
By the way, we've been watching Netflix for 9 years now. And wow. I just want to... We don't very often... Thank you, Netflix, for carrying all of Star Trek for so long. Yeah. That is so... It's so amazing to me that all of these series that we like and want to watch have just been available forever.
Yeah. You know that as soon as the current contract is up, that stuff is all probably got to move to CBS All Access, right?
CBS, they don't own this stuff, I don't think. I think this is owned this is the parent part of the Paramount thing. I'm not sure.
Or Paramount, that's right, not Universal.
I'm not entirely sure about that. Actually, now that you say that, that makes me wonder. Ugh, I hope they don't do that. That would be a bummer. Like, it's weird. I'm torn because on the one hand, that's not a very expensive service, and adding more content would certainly make it more valuable. But just moving one from one that's already there to someone else is kind of bugs me. But then hearing what Disney's moving to their thing doesn't bug me as much. That's weird. I obviously have a little cognitive dissonance with that for some reason. But
by the way, friends, next week we're watching Cloud Atlas.
Yes, we are. Highly panned. I never saw it, so I have no idea what to expect here.
I have not seen it either. Who's seen Cloud Atlas?
I have seen it.
What'd you think at the time that you saw it? I mean, I know you'll talk next week, but...
Personally, I was bored. How about you?
Yeah, I was completely and totally bored. I think I might have even fallen asleep.
Oh, my Lord.
Agreed.
We're making Brian do a rough one. This is like going back to Johnny Mnemonic again.
It kind of is, but well, no, I mean, at least I'll have a chance to watch what I missed, but I never cared enough about it at the time to say, oh, can we rewind back? Because I think I might have slept through something.
Am I wrong? Halle Berry's in this, or am I wrong?
I think she is.
Okay.
It's Tom Hanks. Yeah. Is Halle Berry? Yeah, and a bunch of different...
Right.
Different timelines, right? Like,
yeah. Same actors in a bunch of different locations, in a bunch of different time periods.
I remember the trailer getting me all pumped, and then... Mm-hmm. The reviews were so bad.
And just
the
fact that it was a Wachowski siblings deal.
Yeah, I get excited about their stuff even when it's poop. I get excited. So I don't know what they're working on now. Oh, actually, I do. They're working on something new that got me excited again. Now I don't remember what.
So excited.
I could go for a true Matrix sequel where they bring Neo back and it's but have, you know, older Keanu Reeves. Like, let's go. I'd totally do that.
Keanu.
Yeah, I would totally do that. Anyway,
interesting.
Next week, Cloud Atlas. Sign up and be... You don't have to sign up. Just be there. Just listen.
That's right. You got to sign up.
You don't have to sign
up. We'll make this one of our free episodes.
Yeah. You don't have to do shit. You just show up, you listen, and we'll have some fun together. That'll be next week right here on FilmSack. FilmSack.com for everything else. Until then, for me, for Brian, and for Randy.
I am Tosk.
See you then.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.